This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's only fair, right? What are they doing to President Donald J. Trump? They're locking him up in a courtroom in New York City and barring him from the campaign trail. And then they have this unconstitutional gag order in place against him that allows his critics to salaciously attack him, but then he's not allowed to respond. If he responds, then the judge wants to throw him in jail. That's what it's about to get to. Now, Donald Trump, he had a powerful sound. I should have snagged that soundbite. He had a powerful response where he basically said, yeah, throw me in jail then. He said, because our Constitution is more important. Our Constitution is worth it. But it's only fair to allow him to be heard all across Montana in the face of their efforts to silence him. So here you go. This is President Trump outside the courthouse where this political persecution trial is taking place in New York.
The government just said that they want 2 to 3 more weeks. That means they want to keep me off the trail for 2 to 3 more weeks. Now, anybody in there would realize that there's no case. They don't have a case. Every legal scholar says they don't have a case. This is just a political witch hunt. It's election interfering. This is really, truly election interference, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And in every poll, I'm leading by a lot. And they think that maybe they can do something here. Maybe they can do. This case should be over. This case should have never been brought. By the way, Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring the case. Your previous DA didn't bring the case. The FEC said they threw it away. They said, you got to be kidding. Southern District didn't bring the case. Nobody brought the case. And then Alvin Bragg brought the case as soon as, when I'm running and leading, that's when they decided, let's go bring the case. So it's a disgrace. But we just heard 2 to 3 more weeks. I thought they were finished today. And they are finished today if you look at what's happening. I thought they were going to be finished today, and they want 2 to 3 more weeks. The judge asked them, and playing right into the judge's hands. The judge is so happy about 2 to 3 more weeks. Because they all want to keep me off the campaign trail. That's all this is about. This is about election interference. How do we stop it? And it's a disgrace. And then you have the other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. But what's happening here is a disgrace that the appellate courts are to get involved. New York looks so bad. The New York system of so-called justice looks so bad between this judge and Gorin and Kaplan. The triple team with corrupt judges is a disgrace to our nation.
All right, now, there was the soundbite. That's the soundbite I was looking for. So there you go. Just before the two-minute mark, President Trump says our Constitution is more important. He is willing to face jail time to stand up for our United States Constitution. Another political persecution case against Donald J. Trump is falling apart. The Jack Smith documents case, wait till you hear the update there.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump back on the campaign trail Wednesday, taking aim at the Democrats' blue wall that would nearly secure Biden a second term. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan flipped for Biden in 2020 after going for Trump in 2016. And right now, the race is a virtual tie in all three. Wednesday, Trump held rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin, where he focused on what continues to be the top issue for voters in those states, the economy.
When I'm in the White House, the Biden economic bust will quickly be replaced with the Trump economic boom. We're going to replace it. We'll replace it quickly.
The Trump and Biden campaigns are also continuing their attacks on independent candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., who is now challenging Joe Biden to agree to a 50-state poll to see who performs strongest against Donald Trump and for the weaker candidate between them to then drop out. In Michigan, I'm Derek Tenney, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Mostly with cloudy skies and some developing rain showers in the area today, especially in the afternoon and evening. High temperature readings will range from the lower 50s in Billings to the mid-40s in Bozeman. For tonight, rain showers continue mixing with or turning to snow in some areas around the Bozeman area, where accumulations of around an inch possible. Otherwise, low temperatures back in the 30s across the region. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Congress.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got about 60 seconds more of President Trump's remarks outside the courthouse in New York City. And then I'll sneak in a phone call. And then Congressman Jim Jordan, he was on with Hannity last night talking about another political persecution, the lawfare against Trump, and how that case is falling apart. First, back to President Trump outside the courthouse. Hold on one second. This computer likes to make some funny noises if the microphone's up a little high.
And by the way, they didn't even have enough to fill out the time. You know, we got out early today because they didn't have another witness. The government didn't have another witness. So they didn't even have time to fill it out. And then they complained. So I'll tell you what. I hope you report the story accurately. This is a real threat to our country, and it's a serious threat to the Constitution. In the meantime, Columbia University announced today they're not going to have their graduation. They're not going to have a ceremony. And that's happening all over the country. Our country is a mess. And the most important day in the history of our country is going to be November 5th of this year. That's called Election Day. It's going to be the most important day in the history of our country. What's going on with this judge is a disaster. Between the gag orders and the hatred he's got for me, and everybody sees it, okay, and you see it better than anybody. God bless the USA.
By the way, when President Trump talks about this judge, Marchand, and how his daughter is making millions of dollars off of Democrats and Democrat campaigns, one of her top clients is liberal Senator John Tester. I think he's right behind Kamala Harris. Of course, he's been behind Biden and Kamala every step of the way. Tim in Billings on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I think President Trump and this judge, they're playing a game of chicken. And I have a feeling the judge is going to blink first, because can you imagine the amount of fundraising that will happen if this guy actually puts President Trump behind bars? I mean, the amount of money that would come in from people who are probably middle of the road but just can see this for what it is, he could probably buy up the entire rest of the primetime season on every network television for the rest of the year up until Election Day, the amount of money that would come in. I hope the guy puts him behind bars. I mean, because what better representation of how much of a banana republic and what a kangaroo court this is if they actually were to put him behind bars for exercising his right to free speech? He's not threatening witnesses. He's not calling out anything that isn't factual. And it would just be great to see. I mean, I understand it would be uncomfortable for the former president to be in prison, but I guarantee there's no way Secret Service would let anything like that, anything negative, happen to the former president. But another thing I saw today that I thought was interesting, I saw a political sign. I stopped into, you know, the super center this morning to pick up some supplies for work, you know, the one with the big W out there in front. And I saw a political sign in the boulevard that that store owns, and I didn't recognize the name, and it had a cowboy hat, and I was like, who is that guy? And I remembered the name, and I had to think back. Well, it's the fella whose kids are sued the state of Montana over the climate change crisis stock of crap that we all know. And it's like, no wonder. This is the first sign of his I've seen. Why didn't he tell us he was running when he called in to prop up old Mr. Bussy, Mr. Gun Grabbing Bussy?
Why didn't he tell us
that he was running for Congress as well and tout his political stance, you know, obviously didn't have enough gumption to talk about his own platform. And
yeah,
I am going to give a call to that store and ask them if we can put some political signs up in the boulevard next to that one, because I thought it was really, I guarantee that wasn't, they weren't given permission, but
yeah, they probably weren't given permission. Somebody probably just put the sign there. People do that all the time. They don't even get permission and they just dump signs wherever. But so that was that Steve Held guy. He's one of the Democrat candidates for Congress. And yeah, I mean, he was the one putting on the act. Well, Democrats in Montana are more moderate than California Republicans. Oh, for Pete's sake, buddy. Yeah, give me a break. The Democrats in Montana that are elected in office are just as radical as the Democrats in California. They take the same stupid ideas and copy and paste them and introduce them as bills in the Montana legislature. They're one and the same.
I think he had the wrong headgear on there. Instead of a cowboy hat, he should probably have one of those Hamas bath towels on his head, shouldn't he?
Did you know
that's what the Democrats stand for anymore?
I read something about that guy. Did you know that he is a member of the Screen Actors Guild? The guy was an actor and then bought a ranch in Montana. See, Democrats love it. If you're a big Hollywood actor or even a little Hollywood actor like this guy, they love it if you come buy property in Montana. You know, like Michael Keaton. And Michael Keaton, see, I've heard he's a nice guy. He's got a big spread outside of Big Timber. The Democrats love it when Hollywood celebrities like him come buy up Montana. But if you're a Navy SEAL who served your country and then you want to go, you want to become a rancher when you get back home from the military, oh, they hate you. They hate you. But if you're a Hollywood celebrity, oh, welcome, lay out the red carpet welcome mat, right?
Well, if you're providing any jobs for people who actually live here, that's no good. We can't have that. You have to come in and try to tell everybody how important they are, how little they are, and you know how dumb they are for preserving their way of life around here. And but yet, why do they come here?
You know,
because it's a better way of life.
You know what they're attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy for now? He had a Coors Original beer in his hand in a photograph. They're attacking him for drinking Coors. It's like, for Pete Coors' sake, Pete Coors comes here once a year to thank the barley growers for Coors, and now you guys, it's like the Democrats are attacking Tim Sheehy for drinking Coors. You guys are nuts with your pajama boy reporters.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The weekly crop progress report is out, and for winter wheat, 50% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 6% poor to very poor. As for conditions here in the Big Sky State, the rating of excellent remains at 2%, same as last week, but the good rating has dropped from 41% to 35%, the fair rating reading 58%, with the poor rating coming in at 5%. Spring wheat planting here in the Big Sky State also seeing some progress, up from the five-year average of 36%, as of Sunday, reading 52% planted with 3% of the spring wheat emerged.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
The Montana Stock Growers is close to wrapping up its Producer Profitability Initiative listening sessions. This Thursday, May 9th at Western Livestock in Great Falls, the session will be at 5 p.m. with the final session occurring in Ronan on Monday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Round Butte Women's Club. For more, visit mtbeef.org. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Remind me, I do need to play this Jim Jordan audio. I get so excited to take phone calls that you know, I'll say, hey, coming up after this, we're going to talk about blank. And then I never get to blank because I get so excited taking your phone calls and more. So, okay, I'm going to cue up the Jim Jordan audio right now so that I've got it ready to roll here in just a second. Plus, speaking of President Donald J. Trump, Politico has this. Trump delivered some insensitive comments about Senator John Tester at a fundraiser in Palm Beach. Oh, cry me a river. You know, I remember when John Tester delivered some insensitive remarks about Donald Trump. Did John Tester apologize about that? I remember when John Tester delivered some insensitive remarks about Ronnie Jackson, Navy Admiral and Iraq War veteran Ronnie Jackson, who was the White House doctor for President Obama and President Trump. He's John Tester straight up lied about Ronnie Jackson. Did Tester ever apologize to now Congressman Ronnie Jackson? Anyway, we'll talk. I'll tell you about that story here in just a second. But let's go into the phone lines. We've got David in Boulder back with us. David, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, Aaron. Hey, came across some interesting endorsements last night. Evidently, Cascade County Republican PAC up there endorsed Tanner Smith for candidate for governor, along with numerous other good candidates running on different offices. I just thought I'd throw it out there as people are aware of that, and that was kind of an interesting in that aspect.
Yeah, so you're obviously a big supporter of Tanner Smith since you've called in and mentioned him a few times. Now, this Cascade County Republican PAC, it's interesting because you've got all these various factions amongst these county Republican groups that are seeming to break. You know, it's kind of interesting to watch because, you know, it was like in Missoula, you had this conservative PAC bring in Donald Trump Jr. and Alex Brusewitz and crew. It's just been and then now in Carbon County, there's some groups that are starting other so-called Republican groups. And then they're being sued because the official Central Committee Republican groups are saying, hey, these folks are making themselves out to appear to be the official Republican Party for the county when they're not. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to see how there really is a split that's going on out there where everybody's trying to pretend to speak for the county Republicans in each county across the state when in reality there's various factions and groups that are all popping up.
Well, I'm aware of that. I think just think it was interesting. That seems like some people are, you know, really looking at some, maybe some changes or a different type of candidate. And I think people should be aware of that, and they do their own research.
All right. Well, David, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Started off the 7 o'clock hour here today by talking about President Trump. We actually let him speak, which is what this judge in New York City doesn't want to allow. He doesn't want a presidential candidate for the United States of America to be able to speak, to be able to defend himself. And then, of course, now they're just delaying this trial, delaying it, so they can keep Donald Trump locked up in a courtroom in New York City. Well, one of the other political persecution lawfare cases against Donald J. Trump is that whole documents case, the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Well, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is now launching an investigation into Special Counsel Jack Smith over his handling of President Trump's documents. Congressman Jordan telling Hannity that he is launching this effort largely because of new information that was revealed by Smith's office last week.
You got a partisan Democrat prosecuting the case. You got a partisan judge overseeing the case. The partisan judge's daughter worked for Adam Schiff. She's obviously partisan. And then, of course, there's a gag order on the former president of the United States, the guy I believe is going to be the next president of the United States. There's a gag order on him, but Michael Cohen, the convicted perjurer, the guy who lied 6 times in front of Congress when he came and testified, he's allowed to say whatever he wants. He's allowed to go on TikTok and social media and spout off whatever he wants. And that's their star witness. The country is laughing at this case. And it's why President Trump's numbers, I think in the latest Rasmussen poll, he's up like 10% in the national poll. That's because the country sees through it all. They see through what Jack Smith is doing. They see through what Alvin Bragg is doing. And they've a long time ago seen through what Fannie Willis is doing in Georgia. That's the real conspiracy. Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis looking to conspire to impact the 2024 presidential election.
Yeah, there's another soundbite that Jim Jordan had, which I think really sums this whole issue up really well, showing how Jack Smith basically lied and manipulated evidence in a false manner to try to gin up these charges against Trump.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stormy Daniels is set to testify at the former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Fox's Eric Sean outside the courthouse in New York.
We expect the start of a big day with Ms. Daniels taking the stand the first time, as far as we know, being in the same room with the former president since her alleged affair with him many years ago. We'll see what she has to say as she outlines this alleged plot to keep her quiet, what the president may have told her, what Michael Cohen may have told her, too.
Cohen, the former Trump attorney who was later reimbursed for paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet. At least one person's been killed in a tornado strike in Oklahoma.
A large tornado tore through the small Oklahoma towns of Bartlesville and Barnsdall. The tornadoes leveled homes, downed power lines, and caused gas leaks. Among the buildings damaged, a nursing home in Barnsdall.
Fox's Carmen Roberts is at risk of more severe weather today from Texas to Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, so here's the Jim Jordan soundbite that I think really sums up the crux of what's going on with the classified documents case.
The order of the documents seized was changed. That one sentence says it all. Most people would call that tampering with evidence. The physical documents didn't match up with the scanned documents.
All right, so that's the Mar-a-Lago case down in Florida. Back to the political persecution trial in New York City, where this gag order has been put in effect against a presidential candidate. And if you missed it earlier, President Donald Trump said, hey, look, I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes, because this judge will allow other witnesses at the trial to attack him publicly, like Cohen. Cohen can go on the Chinese TikTok app and make money bashing Trump, but Trump's not allowed to respond. And if he does respond, now this judge, as Tim and Billings called in and talk about, is threatening to send Trump to jail.
Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
All right. Alina Haba is one of President Trump's, she's probably the most high profile Trump attorney right now. She was also on with Hannity last night talking about this dual system of justice and this judge now threatening President Trump with jail time.
Sounds like the judge is serious, Alina, and it sounds like the double standard has gotten worse.
It has. It has, Sean. There's no other way of saying it. We've seen it time and time again, as you're seeing with the comments that you made. We've got witnesses that are allowed to talk and go on MSNBC or MSDNC, as my client likes to call it, CNN, and talk about my client, talk about this case, but for some reason he can't talk. That doesn't make any sense. And then you layer that with a judge who has clear ambitions and political motivations. He's threatening to throw a former president, and as he acknowledged most importantly today in the courtroom while I was there, this is probably going to be the future president. And for somebody who's left wing to say that was shocking, but he did, and he recognized it and then threatened to put him in jail for speaking. He didn't even speak, frankly, Sean. He reposted things that other people said, and that in itself he called contempt. We are looking at a serious dual system of justice. We are in a state of crisis when it comes to our judicial system. This is election interference so that he cannot campaign, because Biden cannot win if he doesn't hold him in court.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Alina, we're watching this all unfold before our eyes. I feel like we're living in a third world country, and this is a kangaroo court. Sad times for our country. We'll be watching closely in the days to come. Alina, thank you.
All right. Meanwhile, there's a couple headlines here. The Washington Post: Trump mocks Senator Tester's weight, hints at a Montana campaign appearance with Ronnie Jackson. That'd be a great rally, wouldn't it? Politico: Trump disparages John Tester's weight during fundraiser. saying he, quote, looks pregnant. Hey, we got a caller on the phone lines. We'll get to right after this. Colin from Eastern Montana. Stand by. You'll be up next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I looked at the Washington Post story. I looked at the Politico story. They say, well, according to audio that we've obtained, well, why don't you share the audio then? Why don't you have the audio available here? According to audio we've obtained. Oh, yeah, somebody sent it to you. Good for you. Wow, you're brilliant investigative reporters, aren't you? Somebody sent you audio. Whoa, what we've obtained. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were doing deep investigative reporting. Sure you were. Anyway, Politico's playbook has this summary here. They say Trump delivered some insensitive comments about Senator John Tester at a fundraiser in Palm Beach, comparing the Democrats' appearance to that of a pregnant woman, according to the Washington Post, Michael Shearer. The remarks came at a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser for Representative Ronnie Jackson, Trump's former White House doctor, who has had a long-running feud with Tester. Really, a long-running feud? No, Politico, he was also Obama's White House doctor who got rave reviews in his evaluations from President Barack Obama. But you notice he conveniently left that one out. Long-running feud. No, John Tester jumped on CNN and lied about Ronnie Jackson. All sorts of salacious allegations. Straight up lied about Admiral Ronnie Jackson. See, that's what John Tester does if you're an Iraq war veteran. Navy Admiral Ronnie Jackson, John Tester straight up lied about Ronnie Jackson. And did he ever fully apologize? He made up all sorts of BS allegations. Huh, sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's kind of like what John Tester is doing to another Navy veteran, Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. But anyway, what Trump said. Trump said this about Tester. He looks pregnant to me. Have you seen this guy? He doesn't look like a fat guy, except his stomach is out to here. Not that I talk about things like that. I don't even notice them. So they're all clutching pearls because Donald Trump mentioned John Tester. Now, look, here's the deal. I've mentioned this before here on the show. Look, John Tester, the fact that he was a bigger fella, I think in his early years, I think it was kind of it was endearing to some voters out there, right? Just like, oh, the buzz cut and the missing fingers was endearing to some folks. But now we see this guy. The reason he's missing his fingers is because he placed his hand into a meat grinder. Now, he was a kid. We all did dumb things as kids. So, okay, no big deal. Here's the problem, though. John Tester is throwing our country and our economy into a meat grinder right now. It's not so endearing anymore, is it? And as for the fact that he's a bigger guy, he's a lot bigger now than he was in his early years in the Senate. And again, I don't care about his weight. I don't care about his waist size. You know what bothers me about flip-flop flat top? Is that he is back there living high on the hog in Washington, D.C. He's racked up $1.2 million in fancy Washington, D.C. restaurant bills while Montanans suffer with the inflation that he and Joe Biden have caused. That's what gets me. That's why. Is his size an issue? Not in and of itself. His size is an issue because it is a reminder of the fact that he's living high on the hog while he's making you suffer. Higher grocery bills, higher restaurant bills, higher gas prices, a flood of illegal aliens flooding into this state, flooding into this country because of his open border policies. That's why his size is an issue, the size of our national debt since he took office. Anyway, we've got a caller on the phone lines. I've seen her on Twitter or on X.com. Goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected. She's calling from Eastern Montana. Hey, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Montana. Thank you for all of our soldiers and men and women in uniform. Thank you so much for serving.
Amen. Thank you.
I just wanted to call and bring up, and I don't even know if I can say this on the air, but I wanted to bring up how Tester in 2019 went on a news show, probably CNN, one of those MSNBCs, whatever, and says, President Trump needs to be punched in the face. I don't know at any point in time where that is appropriate, especially for a senator to say to a president or a former president or any of it. It's just not appropriate. So as he's crying his big crocodile tears about what Trump said about him, that's nothing compared to what Senator Tester said on national television to President Trump.
Well, no, you're exactly right. In fact, you reminded me I should pull up the audio right now for all these pearl clutchers. Let's see, Tester. It was January. That's when I re-aired it. Was it in 2019 when he initially said, yeah, you just got to punch him in the face. Let me see here. Okay, January 14th, 21 is when I used it. Yeah, I'm going to pull that up. And then I don't know if you recall back when he falsely attacked Ronnie Jackson back in the 20s. He jumped on CNN.
He can go on national television. He can go on the radio. He can use his platform to say completely just out of touch, terrible things that's a slap in the face to his deep red constituents, okay? But nobody else could go on there. I know if I was to say that on a platform, okay, about him, I would be arrested. But not John Tester. John Tester has gone untouchable for far too long. And that's why we're all fighting like a well-oiled wheel. We are all working together to dethrone him. I have had enough. So thank you for taking my call very much, Aaron.
Hey, thank you.
Hello, Montana, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling in. And thanks for being active on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, it's that's their little bubble. The left operates in their little Twitter bubble. But you speak for everyday Montanans. You speak for the majority. And so I love it every time you get on there and you just burst their little bubble, because they and the fake news media, they live in their own little bubble. And you're exactly right about flip-flop, flat-top John Tester. This guy, look at the way they protected him. When he lied about Admiral Ronnie Jackson, he went into hiding for like a week. I remember it. He went into straight-up hiding. When has John Tester ever turned away a camera from his photo ops on the farm in Big Sandy? He is not a full-time farmer. The guy likes to toot his own horn. He was a band teacher, which, hey, that's a cool job too. But the guy toots his own horn. And, whenever he comes back, he brings the fake news media and they do these puff pieces. Oh, we're on his farm. He didn't want to allow anybody. The fake spin they put out after he falsely attacked Ronnie Jackson was, oh, John Tester's not available for comment because he's working on the farm. Oh, yeah, sure he is. He's hiding out. That guy loves to bring, you know, NBC cameras, CBS cameras. He will bring anybody out there to concoct this fake phony narrative that he's just some everyday Montanan. That guy is a fraud. The guy is a phony. And when it really comes down to it, he's a chicken. Donald Trump called him out for his lies about Ronnie Jackson, and that's why he went into hiding for several days. But boy, he sure likes to talk tough, doesn't he?
And I don't think, even in states where Donald Trump won big, that it does you any good running away from Donald Trump. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face. I mean, the truth is this guy is bad for this country.
There you go. Oh, but no, the pearl clutching from the Washington Post and from Politico today. And of course, you know, the majority of the Montana media covered for John Tester back then in 2018, just like they cover for him today. Why do you think it took the Lee newspapers 5 days to cover the story about the illegal aliens being dumped in the Flathead Valley of Montana? Because they didn't want to cover the story until they had a cover story. because they are there to be the mouthpiece for the Democrat Party and for John Tester. Painful to see the state of journalism here in America and Montana today, but I'll tell you what, some of you got real pain right now. You got pain in your knees, you got pain in your hips, pain in your lower back, and I get it. Like me, you're working to avoid surgery. I do a whole bunch of things to avoid getting back surgery. What if you could get over the pain without surgery and without painkillers? You know, you don't want to get addicted to those painkillers. That's a big part of the opioid crisis here in America. Well, you can. There is an option now available in Montana. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. Like I say, they've got a clinic in Montana now, and you can get a free consultation now by calling now. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Again, call for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
This episode is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Save money the easy way. Learn how new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year now through June 21st. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Visit XfinityMobile.com today to learn more. Offer ends June 21st. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and two unlimited lines required. Reduce speeds after 30 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds vary.
Fox News commentary.
Governor DeSantis kicks lab-grown mystery meat to the curb in Florida. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News.
Once again, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is leading the way on another important and often overlooked topic, our American food supply. Last week, Governor DeSantis signed a bill banning the sale of lab-grown meat in Florida. For those unfamiliar with petri dish-grown meat, it's grown from animal cells and then shaped to look like burger patties or chicken nuggets. If that doesn't sound appetizing to you, you're not alone. By signing SB 1084 into law, Governor DeSantis is thumbing his nose at the World Economic Forum and the elites who run it. Those hacks, along with some American Democrats, are pushing lab-grown and fake meat as a way to cut down on emissions and reduce global warming. Ironically, many of those same elites have no problem traveling on private jets or cruising the water in mega yachts. Governor DeSantis is not only keeping the globalists out of our food supply, but helping American ranchers and farmers stay in business. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Anything your project demands.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's a good thing we don't have a camera in here. We got some bad white guy dance moves going on while the music is playing as we come out for the show here. Hey, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is already in the house, so why not mic him up early, right? What's going on, John? Good to see you.
That bumper music, man, that was right out of like Saturday Night Fever, you know, the nightclub disco scene there.
Travis is flipping his collar up in the studio next door. Yeah, Forsyth, class of 1978. Actually, he's younger than that, I think. Well, I can't remember. I don't want to give his graduation year out over the radio. But speaking of the 70s, I shared just some clickbait trash on our website. Here's everything you would have had in the 1970s, something like that. But you were saying you had everything on that list. Well, what was on the list? I forget what was on the list.
I don't even remember, but whoever put that together was dead. I mean, obviously lived then, because I knew every single one of them.
But do you remember? Now I got to go back and look at the list. But I remember a couple of things. I was like, oh, yeah. See, whatever was new in the 70s. That's when we didn't get it until the 80s on the High Line. So it took us a few years to finally get the stuff on the High Line. But if it was new in the 70s, it was, you know, new to me in the 80s anyway. So I still recognize some of the stuff on the list. But
I saw one the other day on Twitter that I hadn't thought about maybe in 40 years. Is they said, it was a picture of, do you remember Kmart? Now, you know, the Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they used to have a cafeteria in the back of the Kmart? You remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about
that. I remember Ben Franklin had a cafeteria. That's where I got my Def Leppard tape, I think. It was either there or Woolworths. I can't remember. But
yeah. Oh, the Woolworths. That's another one that's gone the wayside. Yeah. The Woolworths.
Yeah. Yep. There was some story. It's probably clickbait trash. Probably nothing to it. But they claimed the headline. It's probably clickbait. They said, is Wendy's in trouble? Is the fast food joint Wendy's going to go away? I'm like, I don't believe that. That's, to me, I got to be like, that's fake news, because I don't see Wendy's going anywhere. I mean, the spicy chicken sandwich, the chili, how could Wendy's go anywhere?
So much of what you see on social media is clickbait. It is people, their rando Twitter accounts, just making stuff up for clicks. And then there is no consequences for it at all. They don't get penalized for it. None of their followers come back and unfollow them or call them out on it. It's amazing.
Well, and that's always one of my pet peeves with all this push towards digital content and everybody just trying to get clicks. And it's like, okay, at some point people are going to stop clicking on your trash if all you do is put trash out there, right? Because I'll see all these top five taco bars in Bozeman or top 10. Actually, usually the Bozeman people do a good write-up. So that was a bad example. But I'll see these top five whatevers. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, did you even use any metrics to give your top five list? Or is this literally like, okay, you just got back from your cigarette break and now you have to crank out your one web story for the day. So I'm just going to pick five burger joints that I went to and throw them on the website. And that's what I think a lot of this garbage is.
You know? Well, see, you have to be very careful with that stuff, because some of that stuff that you're talking about will actually, when you click on it, will put spyware, malware on your Twitter account, on your X account. And what you don't know is now it's on there. It's sending direct messages to all your followers with these ridiculous links on them.
Oh, yeah. At least that was John's excuse. If you got those photographs in your inbox from John, that was because he clicked on the top five burger story. He didn't mean to.
I had no idea.
Not mean to send those photos to you.
I had no idea that was going to be out there. Those ads for lubricant, I have never clicked on them ever. I have no idea how they got it.
Well, you were Googling, car transmission products. So that's where the lubricant ads came from. It was
a chapstick. I was looking for the oil change. Ad, and somehow that got on there.
It's time for an oil change. Let me leave folks with this story before we run out of time, because we spent most of the hour talking about the Trump political persecution trial in New York. Well, now get this out of New York.
A career criminal arrested Sunday for randomly attacking a woman on a New York City subway is back on the streets. 68-year-old Michael Crossland arrested on various assault charges after allegedly attacking the 39-year-old woman, punching her in the right shoulder and kicking her several times in the stomach. Roslyn, who has 25 prior arrests, was processed and released.
Yeah, but don't worry. Trump's still in court today. Did you hear that, ladies? Some career criminal can punch you and beat you, and they'll still put him back out on the streets. Okay, game on, game on. Apparently now it's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit that George Soros, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, and the rest of the crew, that they're the ones that are funding all of these anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas sympathizer riots and protests on these college campuses. Yeah, the same cast of characters that have been funding all this other nonsense. We've been reporting that for years. But Politico finally now jumped on the bandwagon. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.